bring greetings to each of you, your brothers and sisters tonight, in the name of Jesus. Enjoyed the service, the singing of the hymns, and the devotional. Tonight we've come together, we call this council service. And I did a little bit of reading today as I was studying and on council service, and I won't go into all that, but this is not something new that we're doing tonight. The Anabaptist Church, the Mennonite Church, has had council services many years. It goes back many years, and it was done quite differently sometimes than what we're used to. Sometimes the ministry team, I understood, would just simply go back through the benches and take your counsel audibly. And it was a time when the membership could share their concerns with the ministerial team of how the ministerial team was keeping house. And you could tell us. And the people would share with the ministry their concerns related to church housekeeping and so forth. Today we have become accustomed to how we handle council meeting, but the same principles or the same heart throbs must still be part of our council service. How are we? How is our relationship with God? How is our relationship with others? And are we open to each other? Whether the ministerial team or otherwise, we all must be open to each other. Today I took off from work because it was my responsibility to preach tonight. And sat at my desk this morning and bowed my head and just prayed and asked the Lord to direct me. I wasn't sure where to go today. I wasn't sure what to preach on tonight. Where would the Lord have me to go? To study His Word, to prepare a sermon for tonight. And as I prayed and as I sought the Lord's direction, I was taken to Psalm 119. I invite you to turn there with me. Psalm 119, I'd like to read a few verses. I shared in school devotions this morning, and perhaps my mind was still rolling around Psalm 119 some. But Psalm 119, verses 9 to 24, I would like to read at this time. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee, O let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. I'd like to speak tonight for a few minutes on examining our spiritual vision. Examining our spiritual vision, verse 18 of what we just read says, "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." Let me turn a few pages back to Matthew chapter 6 and just read a few verses, verse 22 and 23. "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness." A number of months ago, I had my yearly eye exam. And those of you who have glasses or contacts, you know what it's like to go to the eye doctor for your eye exam. Maybe you go somewhere and it's a streamlined approach. Maybe you go somewhere where it's really detailed. The eye exam is real detailed. The purpose of eye exams are to determine if there has been a change in our eyes since our last visit. Has there been a change? Individuals who may have health issues, such as I have, as diabetes and so forth, it is important to keep tabs on the condition or the health of your eyes. As the eye doctor performs his exam, he uses various tools and machines, and he looks deep into your eyes. He may dilate your eyes, and you go to the other room for a little bit, and after a while, wow, you're glad that the books that they have there are big print, because you need a big print, because your eyes are so, your pupils are so wide open, and it's bright. But he does that so he can see in, and he can see in behind, and he's looking. Has there been a change? Is there something of concern in there? The big question is, has there been a change? He may ask you, has there been a change since your last visit? How are your eyes? How are you seeing? Maybe you have floaters in your vision. You sit out in the deck and you look up at the sky and, ooh, there's lots of little dark things floating around. Maybe you have floaters in your eyes. They tell me it's not good if you see flashes of light. That's not good. The big question is, has there been a change? Has there been a change for the better? Or has there been a deterioration? I have this app on my phone that I can, it's a WellSpan app, and I can go onto that app, I can go onto my account, and I can see my whole medical history. I can see the tests that they've done for me, I can see the test results, a lot of which I do not understand. I just look if it's good or bad, you know, where that line is. And then I saw that my last test, the eye doctor had sent his report to my family doctor, and I saw on there that there's really slight indication of diabetes in my eyes. No corrective action needed, but it's there. And I didn't like that, but it's there. Unlike the eye doctor, who may need to prescribe a new prescription to correct the change that developed in your eyes or my eyes since the last visit, the prescription to correct our spiritual vision remains the same. There is no new prescription to correct our spiritual vision. Tonight, we want to look examining our spiritual vision. In essence, we're at the eye doctor tonight, our spiritual eye doctor. And he's looking deep in to our eyes, and he brings up the pictures on his computer, and you see your eyeball, the inside there, and all the veins. And he might say, yes, well, you see that there? that's so-and-so. In my eye, one eye, I have a scar from an injury many years ago. But there's a scar there deep in my eye. Perhaps in our spiritual lives, we have some scars too that are deep inside. But praise be to God that they are healed, repented of, and forgiven. But the scar still remains. The prescription for our spiritual vision, to correct our spiritual vision, remains the same. Aside from confession, repentance, and surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, there can be no corrective vision for man. That is the only hope spiritually. Spiritually, man is born with impaired vision. The Bible says in Jeremiah 10:23, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. But it is not in man to correct his steps. Ephesians 2, verses 8 to 9. Say, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Tonight, we have experienced the gift, the grace extended to us, so we can be pulled out of darkness into his marvelous light. And we're here tonight to examine and to give public declaration of yes, we have been walking, or no, we have not been walking in the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Healthy spiritual vision begins with a change of heart. It begins with a change of heart. In John chapter 9 is the story of the blind man who was healed by Jesus. And he says in verse 25, when they are talking to him, he says he doesn't know exactly who this man was, saying it in my own terms. But he says one thing he knows, that he was blind at one time and now he sees. As you look at your life and as I look at my life, can we go back and we can say that one thing we know, that one time we were blind here, one time we were blind, but now we see. There were old deeds here, but you know what? They're forgiven and there's been a change, and now we see. And we have a new master. We have a change of heart. A changed heart is a cleansed heart. Notice verse 9 of chapter of the 119 in Psalms. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? I looked up that word. And it has this thought, and it was a word I didn't know what it meant, so I looked it up in the Webster's. But a cleansed heart is defined as a translucent heart. Translucent. Which Webster says means shining and glowing through. Shining and glowing through. The simple thought that came to my mind was, yes, that makes sense. Wherewithal shall a young man clean his heart, so that the love of God shines through? You know, you try to shine a light through whatever it might be. The light doesn't go through. Maybe a jug of pitch or something that's black. You shine a light up to it. The light doesn't go through. But you shine a light through water. You can see the light. The light shines through. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to thy word. Healthy spiritual vision begins with a change of heart. With my whole heart, have I sought thee. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Do I have a reservation in my heart? Or is it completely the Lord's? Do I have a reservation in my heart? And we grow. We know that we grow in sanctification. And the Spirit speaks to us and we grow. Tonight, the question is, am I growing? Am I growing in my Christian life? Does the Lord have my whole heart? Or do I have some things hidden and reserved where I would rather not go there? Without access to one's eyes, the eye doctor cannot prescribe a treatment. That's very elementary and simple. But without access to one's eyes, the eye doctor cannot prescribe a treatment. The psalmist is concerned that he would not wander from the commandments of the Lord. Does God have access to your whole heart? With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Healthy spiritual vision embraces the Word of God. I thought about this point for a little bit, and I wasn't sure how to word it, but that's what came to my mind as I pondered this. Healthy spiritual vision embraces the Word of God. Verse 11, thy word have I hid in mine heart. Why? That I might not sin against thee. To hide God's word in our heart, there must be a desire to know what it says. Verse 16 says, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. That word, delight. Verse 20 says, my soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. I pondered that verse for a while. My soul breaketh for the longing. Breaketh for the longing. Crushed. Is crushed with. If you forget to read your Bible, is it a mute point in your life? If you forget your devotions for a day, or two, or three, or four, or five, is it a mute point in your life? I think that if we miss it, our soul should break for the longing. We should feel that something is not right. Healthy spiritual vision embraces the Word of God. Brother Sim Yoder, at the night that I was ordained, made this statement. And I don't know that I would have remembered it, but somebody told me about it later, someone that was there. He said, the greatest form of worship, I believe it was that he said, that we can have is that we pick up the Word of God with intent to obey what it says. Pick up the Word of God with intent to obey what it says. Delight is enjoyment and pleasure. Psalm 1, verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. How diligent am I in my personal devotions? Do I feed on the Word of God more than I feed on my phone? Do I feed on the Word of God more than you name it? But is the word of God where I get my, we'll notice that in just a bit more. But a changed heart seeks to be taught by the word of God. In verse 12, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. To be taught by the word of God. I am told that there is a movement happening, and I didn't verify this myself, but I'm told that there are individuals, ladies, who are reading the word of God, praise the Lord, and they are coming to the knowledge that they need to wear a veiling. The word of God says it. I say it's a movement, that's how it was worded when I heard it, but reading the word of God. There's also those who try to explain away what the Bible says. We know that too. Hebrews 4 and verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. When we read the word of God with a desire to obey, and we desire to be taught by it, the word of God through this Holy Spirit will change us. There will be a change. The word of God must be our standard for living. We're talking about healthy vision spiritually. The word of God must be our standard for living. It is the knowledge of the word of God, or it is in knowing and obeying the Bible, the word of God, that we can discern between the princess and the truth. Notice in verse 119, verse 23, princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Today there are voices of princes that are whispering in our ears, the ears of the church, the ears. Voices of princes also did sit. Well, it doesn't say voices, but princes also did sit and speak against me. How are you doing? How are you doing with those things, those voices that come into your life? Yea, hath God said, is it really that serious? Do you really need to draw the line there? How are you doing? When you look deep, the examiner looks deep into the eye of your spiritual vision, what does he see? Are there signs of glaucoma there? Are there signs that the pressure in your nerve is getting too high? The pressure in your eye, and there is the early warning signs that you're coming down, or that you're starting with glaucoma. Verse 19, I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. Does the world know you and me as being part of them? Do we run with them to their excesses of riot? Does the world know you as being part of them? Or do they find it strange when you happen to be where they are assembled? Do they ask you about it? Well, healthy spiritual vision is farsighted. Healthy spiritual vision is farsighted. Verse 17, deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. I see in this verse a tenor of looking beyond the here and now, but looking beyond into the future. Deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. I'd like to read a few verses from 1 Peter in relation to this point. First Peter chapter 1. Healthy spiritual vision is farsighted. It looks beyond. 1 Peter chapter 1, I'm just simply going to read verses 5 to 10. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Notice verse 9, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten. What does Psalm 119 say? I don't want to forget your word. Have you forgotten tonight? Have I forgotten what the Bible says? Have I forgotten to be kind? Have I forgotten to forgive? Brother Jim read those verses. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Spiritual vision, farsighted vision. Hebrews 11 tells us, the faith chapter, that Abraham looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. He looked beyond. Another verse says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims in the earth. Hold loosely to the things of this world, dear ones. Hold loosely to the things of this world. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. That they seek a country. Well, tonight, how is it with our vision spiritually? So let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. You know, every couple years since my mother and my grandmother had glaucoma, but every couple years, the doctor is very diligent in doing another special test on my eyes. And I have a little clicker in my hand, and when I see a little flash of light, I click it. I think that's the test. I forget, confused sometimes. But it's an intense test. And when I get all done, he can tell by the readout that prints if I clicked it when there wasn't one or if I did a false one, you know, he can tell exactly. But every couple years, he does this test because he's concerned. Is there a change? Is there a change? My one eye runs a higher pressure. It's right on the borderline. But he's concerned, is there a change? Because if left unchecked, it could lead to blindness. That's physical. Oh, how sad it is. When our spiritual eyesight takes on, when our eyes take on dust and dirt and grime and injury, and our vision is distorted and we cannot see. Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2 in closing. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus had far-sighted vision. He looked beyond the spit, the hits, but he looked beyond. And he died for you and me. God bless you.